May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Holy Covenant, today is our birthday. We are 47 years old, although you don't look a day over 30. Birthdays can be a time of looking forward and looking back. Birthdays celebrate the essence of who we are and can be great fun as we mark the years of our lives. And last night's birthday dinner was a testament to that. Holy Covenant was born in an era when a move to Belconnen was considered a move to a new frontier of Canberra. We were considered a pioneer due to our beginnings as an experiment in ecumenical partnership. For 16 years, Holy Covenant met at Aranda School before the huge investment and faith venture to construct this worship centre was undertaken. As I've been reading Bev Barnes' history of the parish, I've been struck by certain features of Holy Covenant which I can still see at work today. There has been and is a huge amount of involvement by the whole people of God in this place. There has been and is currently a commitment to pastoral care and to reaching out to people. There has been and is a spirit of what I would call wise adventure. We deliberate, plan, and consult, as well as stepping out in faith when new ventures or opportunities arise. We have been and are deeply centred on God and the gospel of inclusion, grace, and reconciliation. We have been and are a faith community with a strong centre and open edges, ready to embrace friend and stranger. There have been refugee support groups at Holy Covenant over the years, which continue to the present, and that is just one example. This parish was and is made of people who share their unique gifts, times, and talent for the good of others. This parish was and is undergirded by prayer. One of the many stories that I found encouraging from Bev's history was that before our worship centre was constructed, a group of parishioners gathered at the corner of Bendouby and Redfern Street and offered prayers and praise to God before the building project got underway. And what a foundation that is. We all have a story about our connection with Holy Covenant, whether today is our first time here or whether we have been gathering here for many years. During the last week, I've asked a few of you why you come to Holy Covenant and what your vision for our church is. I wonder how each of us would answer those questions, and it was great to hear from a few people this morning. What is it for you that you celebrate about Holy Covenant today? What's your vision for this place? Our answers will vary, but I'm sure they'll also have a lot in common. As we move into another year of our life together, we gather our past and our present and we look towards the future. We gather our own personal stories, our parish story, and God's story, revealed most fully in Jesus Christ. We move into the future knowing that the presence of God was and is with us. We look at the stories which we have created ourselves and the stories that we have received. And it strikes me that as we gather these together, they are gifts that have been given. Gifts are, of course, another very important element of birthdays, as any child will tell you. As we grow in Christ together in this time of celebration and beyond, our readings today explore some of the gifts which God has given us. There are two gifts in particular that I would like to explore with you: the gift of community, and the gift of Jesus, the bread of life. The gift of Christian community is formed in response to the call of God. For many people, Holy Covenant is a place where they are welcomed, accepted, and challenged, and this is a gift which is deeply appreciated. We are the body of Christ in this place, and we all have a part to play, as Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus reminds us. Being part of a community brings with it change and challenge as we come together. Unity does not mean conformity. Reading the parish history also revealed the times when big and small decisions had to be made within the parish, and this was and is not always an easy process. Jesus amongst us is the second gift we receive. In the Apostle Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he begins by painting a picture of the grand narrative of the Christian story. God was in Christ, reconciling all of creation with God. This grand narrative is also a gift of love which is given, and one which we are all invited to participate in. There is no more division. Rather, with Christ as the cornerstone, we can realise the potential, or we seek to realise the potential, of a humanity that transcends groups and tribalism. Our worship centre building symbolises the centrality of Christ in all that we do and in all that we are. The steel beams cross in the centre and literally hold us together. The gift of Jesus can come in surprising wrapping at times. I wonder if there have been times when you have been rather tentative with the gift wrapping, preferring to keep Jesus and his call on our lives neatly wrapped for another day. A sense of unfamiliarity, ambiguity, and surprise may come with the gift of Jesus. At times, it is as if God has forgotten to give us the complete instruction manual, or we are reading the instructions in a language other than our own. The journey of faith is not always straightforward. This is especially so when we come to the Gospel of John, which uses highly metaphorical language, so much so that one writer says, "Seen from one angle, the Gospel of John is a veritable symphony of incomprehension. Not an overly comforting prospect as we encounter our Gospel reading for today. On a more positive note, for us moderns, used to analysis and understanding, Gail O'Day writes that for John, Jesus is the definitive point of access to God the Father. That being said, there is no single approach to Jesus. There is a richness and a depth to the imagery that John uses. Jesus can be met as the light of the world, as the Holy One of God, as the presence of God who walks upon the water, as the one who feeds 5,000 from loaves and fishes, and as the bread of life." Today's passage captures the bread of life imagery. What image does it conjure up for you? For me, there is a fusion between the literal and the metaphorical references to bread. If we pause and just listen again to the phrase, "bread from heaven," we begin to notice that the ordinary and the divine are involved in a sort of linguistic interplay. Bread from heaven. On the one hand, completely ho-hum and ordinary, a universal dietary staple. On the other hand, a mystery like none we have ever encountered before. In John 6, the questioners of Jesus refer to the manna which the Israelites received in the desert as bread from heaven. This bread from heaven gave and sustained life, even while the recipients of the gift grumbled and bickered. Jesus builds upon this previous experience of gift and provision and refers to himself, the one who is the word and wisdom of God, as the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. There is a sense in which this revelation of the bread that gives life cannot fully be understood with our heads alone. Jesus' words and actions confused even his closest followers at times. For them and for us, participation in the life Jesus offers is also needed. Imagine the difference if I merely described bread to you, or if I actually gave you some bread to taste. Trying to explain faith or any sort of relationship to another person can be difficult because they are things that we don't just know about with our minds, rather we also live and experience them. Perhaps this is where the truth of the gift is most keenly felt. Aspects of our faith which evade our cognitive knowing can be experienced in other ways. Participation in the life of faith involves not only our heads, but also our hands and our hearts. As we participate in worship, we encounter the gift of God in the scriptures. We hear music which is penned and played in response to the story of God. And as we gather around the table with our hands outstretched, ready to receive, we acknowledge our need to be fed and nourished, and the joy that comes from a shared meal. All our senses are awakened as we participate in this holy mystery. The bread of life continues to make his presence available to nourish us as we step into the world of which Christ is already a part. Christ meets us in this place. He also goes before us and meets us in our workplaces, in our schools, and in our homes. Another symbol in our worship space is the cross outside the sanctuary windows, which was made by Nick Winders. This was a deliberate decision of the architect to place the cross outside the church building to signify that Christ is not confined to us and our building. What difference does all of this make to us at Holy Covenant? I would suggest two things. The first is to keep receiving the gifts that we have been given. Encounter and comprehension of the Word made flesh takes time. It takes humility about what we can and cannot know. And it takes a worshipful willingness to be taught by a Saviour who we know by faith and not by sight. The second was revealed to me in a conversation that I had with Francis Mackay this week. Francis told me about the 4th century Byzantine communion rite, which says to those receiving communion, "Become what you receive," to which the communicant replies, "The body of Christ." What a powerful statement that is. We receive the bread of life each week as we gather around the banquet table. Become what you receive. As we become more like him, we echo his life, a life lived in communion with God and with others. We are strengthened to feed and clothe Christ wherever we might encounter him. We seek to speak the truth in love. We strive for humility and unity, ready to use the gifts that we have been given for the benefit of all. And so today, we celebrate that we are the people of God. God, who was and is faithful, has journeyed with us and will continue to do so. Behold who you are, Holy Covenant, and may we become what we receive.